time for a sofa upgrade? Introducing Anabe Sofas, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices. Every Anabe sofa is modular, allowing you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabe is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquids simply slide right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today. Sofas start at just $699 with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get early access to Black Friday now. The biggest sale of the year can save you up to 60% off, plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Come on.
Well, Bloodflood, this is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Mark Wilson. Mark, are you ready to do this?
I am.
All right, let's go. Mark is the CEO of the Westmark Group. It's a benefits advising company working to positively impact the health and wealth of organizations and their employees. And he is the author of Life and Death Decisions in the C-Suite. Mark, tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Yeah, I'm based in Scottsdale, Arizona. I've got my wife, and we have a three-year-old, and we have three fur babies. So living life and having a good time.
I like it. Perfect. The fur babies get along with the real baby. Okay, Mark?
Yeah. He's just turned three last month, so he's terrorizing them, but they're getting along as best they can.
Right. I like it. And in terms of the benefits advising, tell us why it is that you're doing that.
Really, I started out in the industry. I was selling health plans and talking to employers, and it just really always made me feel bad when I went to an employer and all I did was bring doom and gloom basically to them. They essentially, every time they saw me at renewal time, it was an increase, and you know, how can we get a less increase? But at the end of the day, the majority of the times it was always an increase. So I was a bearer of bad news all the time. And how could I come into a situation and get a win-win for both the employer and their employees and for me? So a win-win-win, I guess. So I looked at that and said, how can I do that? And you know, with technology and as the Affordable Care Act came into place and whatnot, it really disrupted the whole industry, and it was ripe and prime to be disrupted. And now there's a lot of tools and ways that you can help reduce healthcare costs for your employers while still giving an excellent benefit and probably giving a better benefit than they've had before.
Nice. In terms of like a literacy level from the folks who are making the benefit decisions, where is everybody at? Is it just gradually people are realizing that, or is there still a vast majority that has no idea that these changes took place and there's opportunities to do what you just described?
Realistically, I think it's more of the latter, where these things have just recently came about within the last 4 or 5 years, and not a lot of employers are understanding it. Not a lot of consultants out there are actually understanding or utilizing it. There's a lot of buzz and buzzwords and whatnot going around the industry, but who's actually implementing it, and how can it be implemented in a way that makes sense for the employer? And really aligns their health plan with their purpose and their people. And that's really a key place. How can we do that? in the best effective way. And most employers, it just really depends upon where they're at on their journey to this. It can be that they're very knowledgeable, and we can put an approach where we can have them sprinting out the starting gate. But a lot of times, employers are more at the crawl, walk, and then run stage. So we want to make sure we meet employers where they're at.
Yeah, well, I always appreciate that. All right, so walk us through maybe just a scenario or how it works, talking about how it could be implemented that makes it a win-win and everything is aligned. So what does that really look like?
Well, a lot of times in the healthcare industry, what had happened, and it was I was even part of this problem, if you will, is there's a lot of misaligned incentives on the provider side, the payer side, which traditionally in larger organizations are themselves because they're self-funded, and through the consultant side, where a lot of times we get commissions or fees based on the premiums that the insurance premiums that are in the health plan. So how can we make sure that it's aligned so that we can get the highest quality care for the best price and make it so the employee isn't running here to there, pulling their hair out, trying to understand how they navigate this healthcare system that's here in the United States right now. So how do we do that and make sure that it's a good outcome for them and a good outcome for the employer so they can have the best experience possible?
Everything you said makes a ton of sense, and it does require that people are interested in breaking sort of the norms and changing business models, because there's probably a lot of folks who are, maybe they're stuck in legacy systems. And I see this all over the whole financial world. If it's, you know, financial advisory, it's hard for companies to stop doing what they've been doing and make these pivots. So I appreciate it, but I think it sounds like a better scenario, what you've just described. So let's assume that everybody's willing, that you are certainly willing, and then the organization that you're working with says, yeah, that totally makes sense. So where do we go from there?
So what we want to do is really analyze the population, understand what the needs of the employer are and the employees in their organization, what they're needing to do, but more importantly, it's the mindset change. It's understanding that you can't keep doing the same things you're doing and get a different results. You have to look at how you can put in place and educate the employees so that they can go through this change management process is basically what's happening right now. I think that's the biggest piece, is how they transition from their old plan to their new plan. And a lot of that's through leaderships in the organization, having the buy-in from the top, as well as communicating and keeping it top of mind on how to use their employee benefits and how they can use their plan to their best advantage. And a lot of times we build in incentives to help navigate the employee through that process and make sure that they can go to the best facilities that gives the highest quality of care, but they go to a facility that is cost effective as well. It's a little different in our industry that the higher cost doesn't necessarily give you the best quality or outcome, if you will. So being able to do that and build designs, plan designs, if you will, that help employers or employees to do that movement and make that change is really where that comes into play.
Makes sense. I was just reading the other day, and I wish that I could tell you who it was that wrote this or said it, or even accurately quote what it is that I'm about to try to quote. But he said one of the biggest bill of goods that we've been sold as of late, probably the last 10 or 20 years, is that you can get everything you want and it's not going to cost you a thing. And everything's going to be super easy and da, 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 da. But that's just BS. And what we're talking about here is not going to be easy. It's going to require a commitment by the employer, and understanding that, hey, you're going to need to do work here, but over the long term, probably the short and mid and long term, it's going to be way better.
Exactly. And by changing the plan design and building the plan design that incentivizes and rewards certain actions by the employee makes it that win-win-win. So we're able to save premium and cost for the employer anywhere from 20 to 40%. We're able to build plans that give employees, so that if there is an issue and they utilize the preferred providers, they're able to get a zero deductible and have all of their healthcare paid, so that that by making the right decisions, they're able to not only get the best quality of care, but it doesn't hit their pocketbook. And especially now with inflation and everything happening as we go in this post-pandemic society, it's we need to look at ways that can help relieve the angst and the crunch we're feeling it you know, at the grocery store or the gas pump or whatever those things are, and healthcare is no different.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the potential of saving 20 to 40% on healthcare costs for organizations, that's got to be super appetizing, and then just putting $50 here, $100 there into an employee's pocket by utilizing their healthcare correctly, or their health insurance rather correctly, and healthcare, I suppose, that's got to be an attractive thing too. What are some of
those? Well, it's not only just $50 or $25. It's paying for their deductible. So if their surgery, they had a knee surgery, and if they went to surgery center A, it was $20,000 or $40,000. And if they went to surgery center B, it was $15,000. And you get a better outcome by going to surgery center B. It's saving the employer that.
Running a business is hard enough. So why make it harder with a dozen different apps that don't talk to each other? One for sales, another for inventory, a separate one for accounting. Before you know it, you are drowning in software instead of growing your business. This is where Odoo comes in. Odoo is the only business software you'll ever need. It's an all-in-one, fully integrated platform that handles everything. CRM, accounting, inventory, e-commerce, HR, and more. No more app overload. No more juggling logins. Just one seamless system that makes work easier. And the best part? Odoo replaces multiple expensive platforms for a fraction of the cost. It's built to grow with your business, whether you are just starting out or already scaling up. Plus, it's easy to use, customizable, and designed to streamline every process so you can focus on what really matters, running your business. Thousands of businesses have made the switch, so why not you? Try Odoo for free at odoo.com. That's odoo.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. Anabe sofas combine ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. Anabe has designed the only fully machine washable sofa from top to bottom. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Sofas start at just $699. And right now, get early access to Black Friday savings, up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
$25,000 and they have a $3,000 deductible, it makes sense for the employer to pay that deductible. So we could be talking about a lot of money that the employee is saving for that.
Nice. So it's potentially way more than I had initially thought. And so the behaviors that will need to be shifted, it's walk me through that again. It's making sure you're going to the right providers.
Going for the right providers, but also educating the employees to know that the end all be all isn't what the doctor just says, okay, this is what you need to do, and you go blindly. You ask questions and be inquisitive, and you know, ask about why they're deciding to go to this facility, or why they need this treatment, or whatnot, or you know, what other options there are, because a lot of times it's just knowing is half the battle, right? So knowing what you're able to do and pushing back a little bit and not just accepting what they're saying from a provider is always good, and not just going blindly into something, because the less you know about something, the more likely there is to have some type of someone taking advantage or manipulating the system that's for their best interest. How do we make sure that it's the employees in the employee's best interest or in the employer's best interest as we're going into get our healthcare? Because that's where it's coming from. Our employer is where the majority of us get our healthcare from. So
yeah, there's no doubt. So organizations that this is really succeeding for, how are they, what is the consistency of messaging, of the education? I'm sure it's not just at the enrollment meeting, do this from now on, and then it all works.
No, it's definitely not, making sure there is an enrollment period, and that there are times to make sure that the employer or employee can talk to an enrollment counselor, or better yet, now with Zoom and whatnot, a lot of times we're doing Zoom meetings to walk them through the enrollment process. But having maybe your spouse that's traditionally not at those enrollment meetings, being on the phone so that you can make the best decision and understand how the plan works and what you do. Because listen, you're going to go through an enrollment period, hear a lot of different things, and what happens? You're going to forget all of it, and you only use healthcare when you need it. And usually it's not right during the enrollment meeting. It's usually 6 to 8 months later or whatnot. And you're going, what do I do? How do I do it? So making sure that they know where to go to get the questions and how to navigate the system. So a lot of times in our plans, we put together concierge or advocates, if you will. So they're able to talk to someone and they're able to look up in their system and figure out, okay, here's the top three facilities, and here's, you know, some their quality scores and whatnot, so that way that employee can make the informed decision instead of just going out and asking family, friends, going on Facebook, or you know, going to a physician with a bedside manner that's awesome, but their healthcare quality index is atrocious, and you know, you don't want to end up doing that, because then it's going to cost the plan more, and it's going to have a lot more rework on your treatment because you didn't get the treatment correct in the first place. So
sounds like this is one of those examples where technology is we're actually using it for good instead of evil.
Yep. Definitely. And, I would agree with that. You leveraging technology makes things a lot better, but knowing that, hey, that you're going to have to make sure you have communication, not just once a year, that you have a year campaign of how do we make sure we educate and we communicate and we utilize the plan effectively. And that goes with any benefit. Making sure that you understand how it works is you're going to get the most outcome of that product.
Is this something that any size company can benefit from, or is there a sweet spot?
Yeah, traditionally, small to mid-size employers for anywhere from 50 and over, can benefit from this. But even under 50, there are programs and other solutions that can help save costs for employers and employees.
Nice. And what is sort of the starting point? Somebody says, okay, maybe this is for us.
What do they do? I'm part of a grassroots organization called Health Rosetta, and there's advisors around the country so that they can go to Health Rosetta, or you know, obviously they can always contact me. I'm not opposed to that.
Sure.
But reaching out and starting that process is something that they should look at, and, you know, talk to their consultant, their current consultant, and ask them questions about, you know, these types of things is a good start as well. So
I like it. Well, Mark, the people are ready for that difference making tip. What do you have for them?
Well, my great grandmother just passed away this week, and she was really close to me. So, yeah, thank you. It happened on Wednesday this week. And so I would just say that call people that you care about, friends, someone, a family member that you haven't seen in a while. Just call and say hi. Tell them you love them, because, you know, time's short.
That is well said, man. That is, I mean, life is short and we have such a little time, even though I imagine great grandma had an incredible life. So,
yeah, she did, but it always, you know, thinking about the things that you missed or you should have called or would have, you know, done after the fact, it's always good to just, you know, tell somebody you love them or you're thinking about them. So.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets a come. Mark, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people get in touch with you? What is the best way?
You can go to my LinkedIn. I'm there. It's Mark, M-A-R-C, W, Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N. Or you can go to westmarkgroup.com, W-E-S-M-A-R-C group.com are probably the best ways to reach me.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Mark your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Find Mark on LinkedIn and his website. I will list all of those in the notes of the show. And, you know, very doesn't hurt at all just to explore whether or not your company is a good fit or if it's eligible for this kind of work. And if your employed population is also a good fit for this kind of work, but potentially save you a ton of money. So thanks again, Mark.
Thanks, George. Appreciate it.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Owning a home is full of surprises. Some wonderful, some not so much. And when something breaks, it can feel like the whole day unravels. That's why HomeServe exists. For as little as $4.99 a month, you'll always have someone to call. A trusted professional ready to help, bringing peace of mind to 4.5 million homeowners nationwide. For plans starting at just $4.99 a month, go to HomeServe.com. That's HomeServe.com. Not available everywhere. Most plans range between $4.99 to $11.99 a month your first year. Terms apply on covered repairs.
Cozy traditions feel good, especially this time of year. And that includes changing up your makeup look for fall. From lashes for days with the Viral Liquid Lash Extension Mascara to enhancing a smoky eye with your favorite shade of Brilliant Eye Brightener. Thrive Cosmetics is your go-to for completing every fall look. Whether you want a simple, just gotta get out the door routine or fall glam that wows from the office to all your favorite fall festivities, you'll always look and feel radiant with Thrive Cosmetics. Plus, every product is 100% vegan, cruelty-free, and made with clean, skin-loving ingredients. And for every product purchased, Thrive Cosmetics donates to help communities thrive. So every time you use your favorite Thrive Cosmetics product, you're helping communities you care about too. Complete your fall look. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/cozy for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/cozy.